What you need is another overpriced drink to drown it out. But a search of pockets yields only a dollar bill and change. You paid 20 to get in here. Panic gains. You spot a girl at the edge of the dance floor who looks like your last chance for earthly salvation. You know for a fact that if you go out into the morning alone, without even your sunglasses, which you have neglected to bring, because who, after all, plans on these travesties, the harsh, angling light will turn you to flesh and bone. Mortality will pierce you through the retina. But there she is in her pegged pants, a kind of doo-wop retro ponytail pulled off to the side, as eligible a candidate as you are likely to find this late in the game. The sexual equivalent of fast food. She shrugs and nods when you ask her to dance. You like the way she moves, the oiled ellipses of her hips and shoulders. After the second song, she says she's tired. She's at the point of bolting when you ask her if she needs a little pick-me-up.
"You've got some blow," she says.
"Is Stevie Wonder blind?" you say. She takes your arm and leads you into the ladies. A couple of spoons, and she seems to like you just fine, and you are feeling very likable yourself. A couple more. This woman is all nose.
"I love drugs," she says, as you march toward the bar.
"It's something we have in common," you say.
"Have you ever noticed how all the good words start with D? D and L."
You try to think about this. You're not quite sure what she's driving at. The Bolivians are singing their marching song, but you can't make out the words.
"You know, drugs, delight, decadence."
"Debauchery," you say, catching the tune now.
"Dexedrine, delectable, deranged, debilitated, delinquent, delirium." "And L," she says, "lush and luscious,
languorous,
librium.
Libidinous."
"What's that?"
she says.
"Horny."
"Oh," she says, casting a long, arching look over your shoulder. Her eyes glaze in a way that reminds you precisely of the closing of a sand-blasted glass shower door. You can see that the game is over, although you're not sure which rule you broke. Possibly she finds H words offensive. A purist. She is scanning the dance floor for a man with a compatible vocabulary. You have more detumescence, for instance. Drowning and depressed, lost and lonesome. It's not that you're really going to miss this girl who thinks that decadence and dexedrine are the high points of the language of King James and Lear, but the touch of flesh, the sound of another human voice. You know there is a special purgatory waiting for you out there in the dawn's surly light, a desperate half-sleep which is like a grease fire in the brain pan. The girl waves as she disappears into the crowd. There is no sign of the other girl, the girl who would not be here. There is no sign of Tad Allagash. The Bolivians are mutinous. You can't stop their treacherous voices.